Chapter 5. Rules of the Road. Yielding Right-of-Way. Yielding right-of-way rules provide drivers with guidance for situations when other drivers or pedestrians are present. These rules determine which driver should yield the right-of-way and the sequence for entering and driving through an intersection or other driving scenarios. Although yielding right-of-way rules provide a guide to determine who should yield the right-of-way, no one should assume he or she automatically has the right-of-way. The situation and circumstances at the intersection must always be considered. You should yield the right-of-way to the driver who is at or arrives before you at the intersection. Drivers in the opposing traffic lane when you are making a left turn. The driver on your right at an all-way stop intersection if both of you arrive at the intersection at the same time. Drivers on a public highway if you are entering the highway from a driveway or a private road. Drivers already on a limited access or interstate highway if you are on the entrance or acceleration ramp. Pedestrians, bicyclists, and other drivers who are still in the intersection. Funeral processions. Only the first vehicle in a funeral procession must obey traffic signs and signals. Vehicles in the procession must have headlights on. Do not cut into or interfere with a funeral procession. Traffic control devices. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs, pavement markings, and directions provided by law enforcement, highway personnel, and school crossing guards. Pedestrian hybrid beacon, PHB. The pedestrian hybrid beacon, PHB, is a traffic control device designed to help pedestrians safely cross busy or higher speed roadways at mid-block crossings and uncontrolled intersections. The beacon head consists of two red lenses above a single yellow lens. The lenses remain dark until a pedestrian desiring to cross the street pushes the call button to activate the beacon. The signal then initiates a yellow to red lighting sequence consisting of steady and flashing lights that direct motorists to slow and come to a stop. The pedestrian signal then flashes a walk display to the pedestrian. Once the pedestrian has safely crossed, the hybrid beacon goes dark again. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when or where you should stop, slow down, and go. Traffic lights are usually at intersections and are red, yellow, and green from top to bottom. There are some intersections and other locations where there are single green, yellow, or red lights. In some metropolitan areas, traffic lights are horizontal, instead of vertical, and the red light is on the left, the yellow light is in the middle, and the green light is on the right. Red. A steady red traffic light means come to a complete stop. This device is to alert you of the red light and that you must stop. You must wait until the traffic light turns green and there is no crossing traffic before you may proceed. If you are turning right, you may turn after coming to a complete stop if it is safe to do so and if there is no sign prohibiting turning on a red light. Be careful of pedestrians crossing in front of the vehicle. When turning on red, stop first, yield to all traffic including pedestrians, bicyclists, and cars before proceeding safely and staying in your lane. A flashing red traffic light means the same as a stop sign. You must come to a complete stop and then may go when it is safe to do so. A red arrow means you must stop and that you cannot go in the direction of the arrow. You may proceed when the red arrow goes out and a green arrow or light comes on. Yellow. A steady yellow traffic light means the traffic light is about to change to red. You must stop if it is safe to do so. If you are in the intersection when the yellow light comes on, do not stop but continue through the intersection. A flashing yellow traffic light means slow down and proceed with caution. A yellow arrow means that the protection of a green arrow is ending. If you are turning in the direction of the arrow, you should prepare to stop and give the right of way to oncoming traffic before turning. If you are turning left, a flashing yellow arrow traffic light means you may cautiously enter the intersection to make the turn indicated by the arrow when it is safe to do so after yielding to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. Oncoming traffic will have a green light. Green. A steady green traffic light means you can go through the intersection, but you must yield to emergency vehicles and others as required by law. If you are stopped and then the light turns green, you must allow crossing traffic to clear the intersection before you proceed. If turning left, a steady green traffic light means you may turn, but only when safe to do so. Oncoming traffic has the right of way. Be alert for signs that prohibit left turns. When turning right or left, watch for pedestrians crossing in front of the vehicle. A green arrow means you can safely turn in the direction of the arrow. There should be no oncoming or crossing traffic while the arrow is green. If a traffic control signal is out of operation or is not functioning properly, the vehicle facing a 1. Green signal may proceed with caution as indicated in South Dakota Codified Law, SDCL 32282. 2. Yellow signal may proceed with caution as indicated in SDCL 32283. 3. Red or completely unlighted traffic signal shall stop in the same manner as if the vehicle were at a stop sign. Traffic signs. Traffic signs tell about traffic rules, hazards, roadway locations, roadway directions, and the location of roadway services. The shape, color, symbols, and words of these signs give clues to the type of information they provide. Warning signs. These signs tell a driver of possible danger that may be ahead, such as warning to slow down and be prepared to stop if necessary, or that a hazard or special situation is on the roadway ahead. These signs are usually yellow with black lettering or symbols and are diamond-shaped. Some warning signs may be fluorescent yellow, such as school zones, school crossing, and pedestrian crossing. Some common warning signs are shown below. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Railroad crossing warning signs. Many railroad crossings have signs or signals to caution about highway railroad grade crossings. Some common railroad crossing warning signs and signals are shown here. A round yellow warning sign with an X symbol and black RR letters is placed along the road before a highway railroad grade crossing. The sign cautions to slow down, look, and listen for a train or railroad vehicle, and to be prepared to stop if a train is approaching. A white X-shaped sign with railroad crossing printed on it is located at the highway railroad grade crossing. When a train or railroad vehicle is approaching the intersection, you must stop behind the stop line or before the intersection is clear. These signs are also called a cross buck sign. At highway railroad grade crossings with more than one train track, the number of tracks will be posted. These signs warn that there is more than one track and that there may be more than one train crossing. Not all highway railroad grade crossings with more than one train track will have these signs though, so it is important to check for more than one track, train, or railroad vehicle at each highway railroad grade crossing. Not all highway railroad grade crossings have lights. At some crossings, along with the cross buck sign, you will see side-by-side lights that will flash alternately when a train is approaching. When the lights are flashing, you must stop. At some crossings, there is also a crossing gate that will lower when a train is coming. Do not drive around the gate. Some crossings also have a bell or a horn that will sound. Do not cross until the bell or horn has stopped. Railroad Emergency Notification System, ENS. Every crossing has an emergency dispatch phone number for contacting the railroad to report problems with the crossing, tracks, or train. The ENS number is typically located on a blue sign on the railroad crossing sign or near the crossing, example of sign below. The sign also contains a DOT number that identifies the crossing's physical location so emergency crews or railroad personnel can respond. This information is crucial for all drivers to know. This is the best and most efficient way to contact the railroads if there is a problem at the crossing or if something is blocking the tracks. By providing the DOT numbers, the dispatchers know exactly where the crossing is and can notify trains moving in that direction to either come to stop or be placed on a speed restriction. Work zone signs. These are generally diamond or rectangular shaped and orange with black letters or symbols. These construction, maintenance, or emergency operation signs alert of work zones ahead and warn that people are working on or near the roadway. These warnings include workers ahead, reduced speed, detours, slow-moving construction equipment, and poor or suddenly changing road surfaces. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. In work zones, traffic may be controlled by a person with a sign or flag to tell you which direction to travel, to slow down, or to stop. You must follow their instructions. Barriers, such as drums, cones, tubes, panels, and barricades are used to keep traffic out of hazardous work zones. Along with signs and road markings, they guide you safely through the work zone. Barriers may be used to keep drivers from entering closed roads or other areas where it is dangerous to drive. Temporary traffic signals may be used in work zones. You may see a warning sign showing a symbol of a traffic signal. Stop at the white line, if present. Give construction workers a break. Reduce your speed in work zones and be prepared to stop suddenly. Do not tailgate in work zones. Fines for speeding in a work zone may be doubled. Regulatory signs. These signs are square, rectangular, or have a special shape and are white with black, red, or green letters and/or symbols. These signs tell about specific laws that you must obey, such as rules for traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed, parking, and other special situations. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol, which prohibits certain actions. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Speed limit signs. These signs are black and white, and they indicate the maximum safe speed allowed or the minimum safe speed required. The maximum limit should be driven only in ideal driving conditions, and you must reduce your speed when conditions require it. For example, you should reduce your speed when the roadway is slippery, during rain, snow, icy conditions, or when it is foggy and difficult to see clearly down the road. Some high-speed roads have minimum speed limits, and you are required to travel at least this fast to not be a hazard to other drivers. If the minimum posted speed is too fast for you, you should use another road. Stop sign. A stop sign has 8 sides and is red with white letters. You must stop behind the stop line or crosswalk, if one is present, or before the stop sign itself. Look for crossing vehicles and pedestrians in all directions and yield the right of way. Yield sign. A yield sign is a red and white downward-pointing triangle with red letters. It means you must slow down and yield the right-of-way to traffic in the intersection you are crossing or the roadway you are entering. One-way street. These signs tell you that traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Do not turn in the opposite direction of the arrow. Never drive the wrong way on a one-way street. No passing signs. These signs tell you where passing is not permitted. Passing areas are based on how far you can see ahead. They consider unseen hazards such as hills and curves, intersections, driveways, and other places a vehicle may enter the roadway. These signs, along with pavement markings, indicate where you can pass another vehicle, the beginning and ending of a passing zone, or where you may not pass. Where it is permitted to pass, you may do so only if it is safe. Be aware of road conditions and other vehicles. Slow-moving vehicle. A reflective orange triangle on the rear of a vehicle means it is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. You may see this decal on construction equipment and in rural areas on farm vehicles or horse-drawn wagons or carriages. Guide signs. These signs are square or rectangular and are green, brown, or blue. They give information on intersecting roads, help direct you to cities or towns, and show points of interest along the highway. Guide signs can also help you find hospitals, service stations, restaurants, and hotels. Route number signs. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, county, or local road. When planning a trip, use a road map to determine the route. During the trip, follow the route signs to prevent getting lost in an unfamiliar area. Service signs. These signs are square or rectangular shaped and are blue with white letters or symbols. They show the location of various services such as rest areas, gas stations, campgrounds, or hospitals. Destination signs. These signs are square or rectangular shaped and are green or brown with white lettering. They show directions and distance to various locations such as cities, airports, state lines, or to special areas such as national parks, historical areas, or museums. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are lines, arrows, words, or symbols painted on the roadway to give you directions or warnings. They are used to divide lanes, tell you when you may pass other vehicles or change lanes, tell you which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways, and show where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. Crosswalks and stop lines. Crosswalks define the area where pedestrians may cross the roadway. When required to stop because of a sign or signal, you must stop behind the stop line, crosswalk, stop sign, or traffic signal. You must yield to pedestrians entering or in a crosswalk. Not all crosswalks are marked. Be alert for pedestrians when crossing intersections. If crosswalks are not apparent, then you must stop before entering the intersection. If there is a stop line before the crosswalk, the stop line must be obeyed first. The following are some of the most common types of crosswalk markings. Other lane controls. Shared center lane. Shared center lanes are reserved for making left turns, or U-turns when they are permitted, by vehicles traveling in either direction. On the pavement, left turn arrows for traffic in one direction alternate with left turn arrows for traffic coming from the other direction. These lanes are marked on each side by solid yellow and dashed yellow lines. Be sure you enter the lane only if it is safe to do so.